for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
A new survey conducted by the National Association of Counties polled law enforcement agencies in 500 counties in 45 states. 58% of those agencies ranked methamphetamine as their worst illegal drug problem. Less than 20% ranked marijuana first. The Montgomery Advertiser published an editorial yesterday about this new survey in which they asked, if a majority of local law enforcement officials say methamphetamine is the biggest illegal drug problem they face, why is the national drug use prevention effort focused mostly on marijuana? So I sent the following LTE in hopes of answering their questions. Dear editor, thank you for your recent editorial, Time to Review Drug Emphasis. I'll try and answer the question you posed. The reason the federal focus has been on marijuana is job security. Back in the 90s, the DEA and ONDCP got failing grades by the GAO because they were unable to show that they were accomplishing anything. The White House set a new goal for the ONDCP, reducing, by specific percentages, the number of illegal drug users in the United States. Since there are more marijuana users than users of all other illicit drugs combined, the ONDCP focused their resources on pot smokers in order to inflate their numbers and keep their $11 billion a year budget intact. This is a classic case of let's look like we're doing something when in reality nothing is being done. They don't want to actually wipe out the drug problem because, let's face it, if they reach their stated objectives, they would be out of a job. The DEA and ONDCP have been abject failures since their inception, and they use their continued failure as justification for more funding. Maybe it's time for states to craft their own drug policies. Let's lead the way in Alabama by taxing, regulating, and controlling marijuana so our cops will be able to focus their very limited resources on real problems. This is Loretta Nall reporting from Alabama for the U.S. Marijuana Party. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
Our guest on next week's Cultural Baggage will be Dr. Frank Fisher, a pain doctor, and we'll be talking about the DEA's Suffer and Learn program.
I was prosecuted 3 times, actually, by the Attorney General, first for murder, then for an alleged $150 theft from the Medi-Cal program, and I was acquitted in front of a jury. And then the Attorney General prosecuted me in the medical board venue. That's why I call it triple jeopardy. And that's another thing that physicians look at, is this incredible vulnerability to prosecution. See, I also had to fight off 4 malpractice cases that were provoked when the Attorney General came after me. When you start looking at what can happen, it's no wonder physicians don't want to stick their neck out and take this kind of risk. See, in the current regulatory environment, to treat pain aggressively with controlled substances is suicidal.
And always remember, the drug czar knows all, sees all, and is perfectly willing to kill you to keep you safe. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.